Let me give you a few more examples of trauma, because this is such an important subject. I ministered to a man and his son here in Mexico, and they were both suffering nervousness and tension. And I asked them when this problem began and what happened at that time. The man said it began a year before. He said that one night his 11-year-old son was in the backyard of their house, and there were shots next door. And then three men ran out of the house of their neighbors with pistols in their hands. They ran right past the man's son as they were escaping, and said the boy was terrified. He was paralyzed with fear. The man said that he came out and went over and went into the home of his neighbors who were friends of his. And the man and his wife had been shot many times. They were both dead. There was blood all over the room. And said he was just filled with terror and fear. And he said ever since that experience, that he had been full of tension, that he couldn't sleep nights, that he started smoking and drinking again, which he hadn't done since he'd become a Christian, and that his neighbor also was having problems sleeping, that he was failing in his classes, he couldn't concentrate. Well, both of them had been severely traumatized by this terrible experience. So the first step in ministry is I had them forgive those three men for this terrible crime, this murder, and to repent for judging and hating them and put them in the hands of God. Even though it's a terrible crime, a murder, Jesus said we must forgive because the devil can trap us with unforgiveness. And then I prayed for the father and his son. I had them renounce spirits of fear, spirits of the fear of death and of murder, to renounce and cast out those spirits. Then I prayed for each of their hearts. Both of them felt something leave them. I believe a spirit of fear and a spirit of trauma left them, and both of them were set free and healed. We have the authority to heal people in Jesus' name. I have a newspaper article. I have many newspaper articles about different subjects, and one of them is the subject of trauma. And in this article, this man tells about an experience of when a business, a mine, where they mined some sort of chemical from the ground. This mine closed, and this man said that he was only a year away from retirement. And he said when the mine closed, when he lost his job, he said it traumatized his wife. And it said something happened within her. He said immediately after that, she got cancer. She got cancer in the colon, in the breast, and in the spine. And that she suffered with cancer for a year and a half, and then she died. Well, again, as Dr. Contreras reported, see, the loss of a job triggered a cancer. It shook this woman's life, and the devil came in, attacked her with a spirit of cancer, and she died. Many people in the United States were traumatized through the experience, through the bombing on 9/11 of the Twin Towers in New York. People who were in a building nearby, people who saw the buildings collapse, even many people who saw this experience on television were traumatized. They had to be ministered to by doctors or by psychologists or psychiatrists or by counselors for trauma. So trauma is a very common experience, and I encourage you to study this teaching and to teach it and to minister to your people, and God will heal their hearts and set them free.